flight attendant, so she had to work tonight. And so she asked if she could, I could read a testimony because she was, yeah, good. So she says, thank you, Jubilee. And she wrote really well. I think she represents a thank you. I got it. You're going to start. I got it. Yeah. But anyway, thank you, Jubilee, for all your prayers and support. Your prayers made it happen. This trip changed my life. It set me free from so many things. It restored my joy of my salvation. It gave me a compassionate heart for my stony heart. It restored my hope. My prayer from the beginning was less of me and more of you, God. Watch out when you pray a prayer like that. He made me face my self-righteousness and repent of it. When I did that, I could be useful to him. It was a painful process, but worth it. From the very beginning of the trip, God's hand was on us. Everywhere we went, we attracted people. When we would worship, we gathered crowds, filming us and even participating in the worship. It was beautiful. I noticed one morning there was, when we were in Capernaum, a man sitting nearby watching and listening. His head went into his hands, and I was sure God was working in his heart. I began to pray for the revelation for him. I believe something happened that day for him. Pastor Steve's prayer was continually revelation of Jesus Christ in the Jews' hearts as well as the enemies of the Jews. So I began to pray that way, revelation of Jesus Christ, and that he would draw them closer. I was privileged to get baptized in the Jordan River, and that was my cry, that God would draw me closer and give me more revelation. It needed to happen to me first before I can pray effectively. Another important aspect was praising the Lord and constantly worshiping. My roommate, Susan, taught me that. The first night I woke up at 2 a.m. to Susan singing praise songs. I thought, please, go back to sleep. But she didn't. So I thought, if I can't beat him, I'll join him. And I did. And I began to sing with her, and this became commonplace. We would praise the Lord constantly as we walked or in tight situations or at night when we would wake up unexpectedly. It was so freeing. It was an instant protection. Instantly connected me to the Lord. I know he was delighted. Worship was the key for any situation, and it built our faith. The last day that I was there, I went to Sukkot Hallel, the 24/7 prayer house that Mac and Kathy helped start 11 years ago. Praise and worship goes on there 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's full of people, groups from all over the world, as well as the Messianic Jews. It was so full of the Holy Spirit and God's glory overlooking Jerusalem. God gave me greater revelation of what he did when he died and went to hell and rose from the dead. He reclaimed what the enemy had stolen from us, our destinies, and a deeper revelation of who Jesus is. All we have to do is realize this and walk in it. And if we walk in it, we can claim it for Israel too. My identity has been made complete in him. I know who I am now, a daughter of the King. I know if I were there, Pastor Steve would ask me to pray a prayer over you, so I will. Father God, we look into your beautiful face. We worship you. We adore you. We are in awe of all that you do on the face of the earth. We know that you are dispossessing our ancient enemies from their gates, from our gates, and that you're opening your ancient gates and your glory is coming into Israel and on the face of the earth. Thank you, Father, for what you did in my heart. I pray for the people of Jubilee that you would pour out restoration of the joy of their salvation, that you would give them a compassionate heart for their stony hearts, like you did me, and that you would instill in them to worship day and night and day, and our incense would arise to you, that each person would realize who they are in you, and that everything the enemy has stolen, Jesus got back for us, and all we have to do is claim it. Our health, our children's salvation, our identities, more revelation of who you are, breathe life into us and give us a spirit of intercession for Israel and for all people groups that are unsaved. Thank you for what you did at the borders of Israel. The walls are coming down and salvation is in your wings. Thank you for Pastor Steve and for Mac and Kathy and Greg and Jan. Thank you for our precious team and all of Jubilee. And we seal what happened in our hearts and ask for you to remind us what you did there. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's from Dana Garner. Thank you. Yeah. So Kristen closed our Sunday service with a really powerful, encompassing prayer. And I thought we should just start with you.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember. So that means it wasn't me. I don't know if I can get through this. So, is there tissues?
We'll find them. Come on, Chris. Send them up. Here. Was that like a double blessing, double anointing? Two boxes.
A double.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told you I didn't want to go first. I went to what I thought was to pray for the borders. I had prayed as an assignment for a year at least over Syria and Iraq. So when the call came, I thought, this is the one for me. From the time that we went to our first spot. We began to worship, and the spirit of worship just would arise, and people who were around us would just be drawn to us and very inquisitive. Because if you see Jubilee worship, there's really not much like it. The thing that the Lord has been speaking to me, because when you're on a journey with the Lord, sometimes you don't know what he's doing or what he's saying until you get back and unpack it all, right? So throughout the whole thing, I just began to be filled and take a little bit here and there to, but not really understanding what the Lord was saying. And the stop that he's talking about the most is Caesarea to me. Be beautiful on the sea and where the Holy Spirit first came to the Gentiles, which is in Acts 10. And there we gathered together, and immediately it was impressed upon me, and I asked, and I felt the Lord was drawing to families, praying for the families. So I asked, I said, is this a place where families gather? And Mac and Kathy said, yes, it is. And I began to pray out of Joel 2 and began to pray for restitution over the families of Israel. And from that place, an outpouring of the Spirit. And I figured that there would be, at each stop, something for me to pray, being that I've been knee-deep in Syria and Iraq, but it was just worship at that time. Until we got into Jerusalem. And we got there on Friday night, and just being around 5 days, I was extremely tired. And the next day, everybody else went into and had a really good time at the marketplace. But I stayed in the hotel room because all I wanted was the Holy Spirit. And I worshiped with my heart and cried out for Him. With all of my heart. All day long. And I said, I don't want anything else but You. And he came so strong, so beautifully. And I haven't felt in such a long time. And the day after, we went to the upper room. And we had a short time there, and I stood. And you can't go into the place where the Holy Spirit fell. It's closed off. But something made me look up to heaven and say, Lord, will You tell me and show me in my heart what You felt that night and how you felt for Your disciples? And like a flood, an overwhelming flood, He began to fill my heart with unspeakable things, and I just began to weep there. I can't even explain, it's indescribable. Everything that came, and I didn't even expect Him to really answer, but He did, it was just immediately. And excited in that brief moment, because we had to leave, I went to grab Lenny and I said, Lenny, ask this question, come back in, because she was leaving. I said, come back in and ask this question. And she did. And within like 10 seconds, she began to break down. She's not here right now to describe what the Lord gave to her. But I could tell she began to weep and sob. And with all my heart, I want to give that to You. So I just ask that You would just now just close Your Lord. I can't give this away. It's a gift. But we are one body here at Jubilee. We are one family. And I just ask right now, that the very touches that you gave us on this trip, everything that you sowed into our hearts, that you would just give now by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Everything that you feel for your disciples, everything that you feel for your people, your love, come, Holy Spirit. Of the heart to bring liberty to the places that need to be liberated by your love. And I pray for a fresh baptism of your worship.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And your fire. Awakened in our hearts. You are the promise and you are the gift, Holy Spirit. And we just open our hearts to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Soften our heart, Lord. Bless all.
Well, I want to thank everyone so much for the prayers and for sending us, because obviously all the prayers, you know, our team was really touched by Holy Spirit, and there was such unity and protection the whole time. The thing that really I was blessed by the most, I believe, was the unity in the prayer and the effectiveness of the prayer. I really wanted to go to pray effectual prayers, and there was lots of confirmation throughout the whole time that the prayers that we prayed were really prayers that were on the Lord's heart, and that he really answered them and is answering them in really powerful ways. And so I think God kind of like gave me some seeds while I was there of what he's doing in that land, that because when I went, I didn't know how to pray at all. And so some of the things that the Lord really highlighted was his heart for all of Israel to be saved. And he was just showing me how there is no salvation outside of Jesus, and there's no other name by which a man can be saved but the name of Jesus. And then he like coupled that together with how his heart is for, and his plan is for all Israel to be saved. So that's a whole nation coming to know Jesus. And that is just, like, when I saw that, that was just amazing, because in that land that there's so much hatred between people, and there's so many, just a lot of conflict and things, but when the whole nation gets saved, it's going to be one new man, and it's going to be such a light and a testimony in the whole world. And that's when like the testimony of what God does in Jerusalem is going to go out over the entire world, and that land that right now there's the most conflict there, but there's going to be the most peace there. Out of any nation in the whole world, it's going to be in Jerusalem, because it's going to be one, like, I believe the first nation that will be like 100% believers, all everyone just knowing Jesus. So that was really amazing to see that, kind of that revelation, because my heart is also for the whole world to be saved. But Paul really had a heart, and he said that he would wish for himself to be cut off from Christ so that his brothers could be saved. And for me, the Lord's given me a heart for the whole world, where for America, that I can testify in the Holy Spirit that I would wish that I would be cut off from Christ if all of America could be saved, or even all of Syria and all of the Palestinians and the whole world, really. But it's cool, because when God saves Israel, it's going to spread like a wildfire. Yeah. Just like, it's really cool. So I'll just pray kind of the revelation.
Let me comment this. You saw in the video the day of rage. That was the day we went down to Gaza and the Egyptian border, and it had been declared by the Palestinians that that would be a day of rage. And when we were down at the border, Russell said, "I declare that this is a day of revelation of Jesus." And it was that kind of faith that rose. It could just say, God, he wants to do this. Man feels that this must happen. God is bringing that. So yeah, please release that sound.
Thank you, Lord, for the revelation of Jesus.
Yeah.
And how continual that can be, that the revelation of Jesus of the first day that we get saved is that's amazing. And then the revelation of Jesus a year after we get saved just keeps on growing. And every single year and every single month, there's just greater revelation of Jesus. So I pray for our body here at Jubilee, that the revelation of Jesus Christ would just expand and take over our whole entire lives. I thank you for the encounter that you had with Kristen and the revelation of Jesus that you gave her. Yes, and I thank you that she released that, and that's going to be happening to all of us, even as today going forward, that we're just going to be coming into deeper encounters with you.
Yes.
And the revelation that we have of Jesus is going to go through us, and Jesus is going to be seen through us. When we see Jesus, we're going to be transformed into being more like him. So I thank you for causing that revelation to be in Israel, but also here.
Yes.
And that there's such a unity in the spirit between what you're doing in Israel and what you're doing at this body, Jubilee, that there's such a tie in the spirit. So I thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Wow. Amen. 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 Kyla or Nancy, whoever has the microphone down there.
So I just want to say, first of all, thank you, Jubilee, for your love and support, for sending us out, for praying for us, for donating to us, and just completely sowing into us with all your love. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Steve and Cammie, for orchestrating it all and letting it go on and sending us out too. And thank you to Mac and Kathy for all that they did. That's no small thing, getting all those plane fares and making arrangements. So thank you. And for me, this was also a heart journey of worship. I felt that the Lord, trained us. He trained our hands for war, made it like a conduit. That whole thing with the day of rage, I mean, we're on our way over there, and then we get there, and there's nobody. And it was kind of like the Lord beat them all up, sent them all out, and it was a day of praise, not a day of rage. He just fixed it all up good for us. And it was like that everywhere. We went where he wanted us to go, and we knew it. And he anointed our weapons of warfare. He anointed the worship, the shofar, the flags, the prayers. It was him who did it. My journey started also before the trip with Psalm 24:9, let the King of Glory come in. And I feel that that's what he worked through us in Israel. Right after we got off the plane in the West, we went to the West Bank, and someone had prophesied seeing a wall of fire. But what I saw was the Lord lined us up like a matchstick with Pastor Steve as the head, and he struck us on the ground there in the West Bank. And I didn't know what that was all about until just a couple of days ago. The Lord showed me that the whole outline of Israel, all the borders, is now on fire. And so it's blazing with his glory. I know he's doing something good with that. And let's see. That trip that you guys saw, or the portion where we went to Syria, was so special because I think he just did a crazy mighty work there. I mean, we don't know. We just showed up. We just showed up everywhere. He did it. When we left, the UN guys were even lit up. You could tell in their eyes that the Lord did something. And I felt like he was saying that we joined him all over Israel on the rampart, in prayer and watching and in loving. You know, he lovingly looks over the land there in Israel and the surrounding nations. And I felt like that connection was kind of like how he is with our hearts. He's on the rampart of our heart looking into that land and praying and interceding for us. And so that's my prayer for connection for Israel and Jubilee. Let the King of Glory come in. Let him come into our hearts. And that he would help us to give him our whole heart. And
go ahead.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and pray that. Because
Want
to receive that?
Yeah.
Let the King of Glory come in.
So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you that it's really you that does everything. We just have to show up. And we just thank you for your love. We thank you that you surround us with your songs and your warfare over us and your love. We know that you love Israel, and we love her with you. We thank you for the privilege of going there. We thank you that you worked in us and through us to do what you wanted to do there. And we fully believe that you have placed something in the land there. We got an opportunity to put stakes in the ground, Lord, with scriptures on it. And we fully believe those are seeds that you're going to grow.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Lord, that you are on the rampart in those lands, and you are in the rampart of our hearts, Lord. Thank you that you lovingly help us to give us your whole heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Nancy.
Well, I want to thank you for everyone support me in financially and the spirit soul, and pray for us. Thank you. My experience is more personal. What God's showed me, how much he loves us, just so that love is just, I cannot describe that love. It just satisfies us so much. And also he revealed to me my love is so limited. Even before I went on the trip, I was always crying out. I said, you know, I'm hopeless and helpless. I need your grace and mercy come upon me. So many things I feel that I want to help this, to help that, But I realize it's so limited. We just don't have that ability. Has to have His love comes to inside our heart. It's all about our heart. And this trip, He's showing so much about the love. And shows my heart and His heart. I remember before I went on Israel, one day when I drive on the way home from the office, suddenly has a song comes out, and I was thinking, what is this song? He was telling me, I said, dear Pentel, for the water. Our soul, you know, it just desire for Him. I was so happy that time. I remember this song. This song was the first time I went in China for mission. He gives to us. And it's been a long, long time. I haven't seen that song. And I thought, okay, this is time where you're going, stir up our heart again, have that desire for Him. And when the trip, some areas I experienced how much He loves us. When we was in Golan Heights, I sense His presence was so strong. And even myself, I was crying. I thought, why am I crying? I know it's not from me. I know it's Him. He was so pleased with us. And, you know, because He know we have that heart, want to love Him. And so then, He kind of whispered that Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6, said, please, I just cry out, say, please, set. Just all about His love, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is strong as death, it's jealousy unyielding as the grave. And I'm thinking about that song as a deer of Pentel. Do you know when the deer smell the water, no matter what, they will run, get to that place without any hindering. So He's telling me, it's just by His power, His love, He can make us, all of us, that way. We want no doubt, just run to Him and follow Him. Then, when we went to Gaza, I remember the tour guide, Ethan, was saying this area has restriction and maybe has a hidden camera. So we maybe they take a picture. I think immediately the fear comes to me. And because it just reminds me, before I leave, my daughter came to see me. And she said, Mom, why you always go overseas? Why you don't stay in United States? There's so many other people, they need you. Why you need to go there, far away to? And she said, do you know we are very worried about it? So I don't want anything happen, let them think, you know, see, I tell you, because I told them, don't worry about, that time I had very strong face. I said, don't worry about it. God will take care. My church, every year, they always go in there and no one get hurt. So I think that maybe was hindering me, and I was thinking, why am that, you know, become so weak and chicken? Like, then I went out. After a while, when they worship, then I kind of, okay, kind of have peace and just the strength coming back. I think it's God wanted to show me. It is a warfare. Everything, the warfare, is all about how much you love God. Hmm. And I clearly know my love for him is not enough. It's so limited.
Wow.
Because I'm self-seeking. And as so many things, I'm just keep it repeat and thinking God just showing that. Then on the Christ Church, when I went there, the message was in 1 Corinthians 13:13, same thing about the love. And I read it many times. So I was thinking, and also we went to Jaffa, and that Jaffa, the sea, I think it was the book of Jonah. And he doesn't want to obey God, and he hates the great city of Winini. So I read that again, so I'm thinking about, well, I thought Jonah has a great face, because he did pray when he was, you know, the fish inside the fish. He prayed very well. He knows how to pray.
Yeah.
And God heard his prayer.
Yeah.
And say that 1 Corinthians talking about love. We can say love so much, but what is our heart for love?
Wow. Nancy, why don't you pray that release of love over us, that revelation of that. Amen? Do you receive that?
Lord, we thank you. Thank you because you love us first. Mm-hmm. We were just nothing because your salvation, because you gave yourself to us. You give all yourself to us, and you bless us with the supernatural blessings. And you put it from us, all those blessings as from us. All we have to do is come to your throne. Come to your throne and to hear your voice. Hear your voice and obey you. Every time, each time when we obey you, we gain the experience. You just strengthen our heart, our mind, and let us have a mind of Christ. We thank you for the armor of God. We have you. We got everything. Lord, just put that desire in us. Let us be crazy about you. It's because you the one work. We have nothing. And because your power, your grace, your mercy, and we will give our heart to you, Lord Jesus, and bless Jubilee Church. bless everyone. Let your face shine upon all of us and be gracious to us. And we thank you for your eyes is looking every single of us and give us peace. And we know when we have your peace in us, we are free. Like Paul said, all the enemy around him, but he never was being chained. He never will be bound. He was completely free. Lord, you can do on him, and you will do for us too. Thank you. We praise your name.
Yes, Lord.
We give all the glory to you. All the glory, honor, righteousness, power, mighty power, as belongs to our Father, sit on the throne and the blood of the Lamb. Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. I want to be conscious of our time and the kids in the back. It's 8:36. So what I would like for us to do is we'll everybody come down, and then you can come up if you'd like for us to bless your household, your borders, your heart, to come into that whatever God is doing. We, as you can tell, it's so unique. On Sunday morning, we heard the laughter and the silly, joyful expressions and discoveries of friendships and fun. And tonight, we touched in the depth of the heart from the first testimony on. And God's just a big God doing a big thing. But it is for each of us to just receive it. He sends a group out, but that's because the larger group stays home and sends them out with prayer and blessing. And so we want to just close this with being able to give away everything. You've already received it, but maybe you're looking for, we'd love to just, you know, lay hands on anyone and everyone. And so if you guys wouldn't mind is going on down in the front, and we'll put some music on just a minute, and then I want to pray for the people online, because if you're joining us, and then we'll, so let's go ahead and get ourselves ready. And if everybody will just stand up, that'll help us. I want to just pray over arching prayer. These guys just all jumped off the stage. Did you notice that? So Lord, Father, thank you that you would be so generous to send each and every one of us, even in this team of 15 that traveled the land of Israel. You sent all of Jubilee, and you brought us home, bringing all of Israel in our heart, and all of Syria, and all of Lebanon, and all of Jordan, and all of Egypt, and Gaza, and throughout the Mediterranean. And we thank you, Lord, that in that you are building bridges, establishing boundaries, and releasing the sound and the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we ask that for each and every one of us, that you will establish our borders, like we prayed tonight, that you will enlarge our territories, that you will bless us indeed, and that wherever we have been warred over, we ask you now that you would come and place your angels to secure our future and bring us forward into the destiny that you've given for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and put on a little music and come on up, please, for prayer. Otherwise, we release you to go. Every one of them to come bless you. And I want to just now pray for those online for a moment. So, Lord, bless you, every one of you that are joining us, that you made it possible and you have a territory, you have a destiny, and Jesus come to bless you. It is God's will that where you are, you're not kept captive and terrorized and fearful, but that God would instead cause you to have strength and courage and be aware that all things that have begun will be fulfilled. God is a good God. He loves you, and your boundaries are in him, and his name is over you, and what he set in motion for you to enjoy, you will enjoy. Jesus is love, his kindness, his goodness. Come into your household, come to your home, come to your family, come everywhere you have been given a place to dwell. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, his mercy to abound towards you, that his grace would just come to every part of your life and your heart would open and you'd be able to discover all that God's heart is for you and your heart for him. He just opens all of you up and all of him up to you. Bless you for sending us. Bless you for causing the generations to go together. And I thank you and say, may Jesus be revealed in your heart by the person and wonderful Holy Spirit, and may he be demonstrated through you through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us online.